Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today, I'm taking a short pause in the Advent series that I've been delivering to you the last couple of weeks because I'm not preaching at church due to celebrating a Moravian love feast. So you get a special message entitled, So You Want Advent, based on Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. Let us dive into the Word. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never, ever fail." Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. Amen. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? That he will save our sons and daughters? That this baby boy has come to make you new? That this child you've delivered will soon deliver you? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? That he will calm the storm with his hand? That your baby boy has walked where angels trod? That when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God? Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? That he would one day rule the nations? That your baby boy is heaven's perfect Lamb, that this sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. That's one of my absolute favorite Christmas songs during the season of Christmas. Mary, Did You Know? Such a powerful song. So many different powerful versions of that. And the questions that are asked in it are just profound. I mean, if any of us have ever pondered on Mary and Jesus during Christmas time or any time of the year, you have to be asking those questions. Did she know? And I think depending on which gospel you read, you might find a little bit of a different answer to those questions. The nativity story, though, is all about response. What if, now you got to play along here with me, but what if Mary had said no to God when the angel visited her? What if she refused to go with it or go through with it? What if her response for the angel was to find somebody else? What if she said, "Sorry, pal, that's not for me. You go elsewhere. You ask someone else to do that." Or what if Joseph refused to believe Mary, which he came close to doing? What if he let his dignity and public image get the best of him? What if he shunned Mary away? And what if he shunned her and turned her away? Or worse, accused her to clear his own name from any sort of scandalous sin? Seriously, what if John the Baptist never responded to God's call to direct Israel toward a U-turn? What if John never showed up at the Jordan River? What if he never baptized people and called them to turn from their sins? What if he never spoke truth to power? What if he never put his neck out there beneath the axe of the oppressors? Would Jesus have gone to the Jordan or been baptized at all? Would he have ever heard the message, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near"? Would he have ever seen the Holy Spirit descend upon him like a dove? Would he have ever discovered who he was and what his mission on earth was? And, again, play along with me here, what if Jesus' response was no? What if he never showed up at the Jordan? What if he never called any disciples to follow him and refused to speak truth to power? What if he stayed home and never ended up outside of Jerusalem in Gethsemane? I want you to think about this. I know some of you may be thinking, well, Jesus was the Son of God. Of course he was going to respond to God. Of course he was going to do those things. But I want you to pause and just reflect on those questions. What if these characters, what if these people in the Bible didn't do the part we know that they did? Where would we be today? What would be our hope? Where would we find our salvation? What good is a call that goes unanswered? Seriously, what good is a call that goes unanswered? We so often are looking for hope, healing, and wholeness, are we not? We're looking for someone to come in and make things right for us. We're looking for someone to do something to change our lives. We're looking for growth, for change, for life, for community. But my friends, those things do not come on their own, ever. They just don't. Now, I want you to think about that. Think about all of the things that happen good in our communities. Think about all the things that happen good in your homes. Think about all of the good things that have happened in your life. Were they a result of some divine appearance, some snapping of the cosmic finger that causes a miraculous magical entity to poof into your house and clean it up, or to poof into your lives and straighten things up, or to poof into your relationships and clear out the cobwebs and settle down fan down the flames and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Nothing happens on its own. We all want growth. We all want change. We all want life. We all want community, but they're not going to happen on their own. Now, there's a lot for us to do in our communities. And there's a lot we are being called to. We're being called to bring hope, healing, and wholeness into a community in need of it, desperately in need of it. To bring love, nurturing, and structure to children in our midst. What more important call could we ever have than that? We're being called to raise up more disciples in our midst, just like those before us helped to raise us up. And I want you to think back to the people who nurtured you, to the people who raised you up and made you into the person you are today. You didn't become the person you are today on your own. We all know it takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a community to make a disciple. Without our response, there can be no justice, no righteousness, or faithful witness. Without our response, there can be no hope, no healing, no wholeness, no love, no nurturing, no structure. without your response, there can never be growth or change in our lives or in our communities. Without response, there would never, ever be an Advent. There would be no hope, no healing, and certainly no wholeness, as I said before. So, you want Advent? Well, guess what? So does Jesus Christ. Christ, in fact, is in Advent right now, awaiting your response. Remember, the word Advent means coming. Remember, the word Advent means arriving. And Christ is waiting for your response to arrive. Christ is waiting for your response to come. Whether you respond or not, ultimately, is up to you. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you're challenging us right now to answer the call that you have placed on all of us to be your disciple, to be a disciple who makes more disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're calling us, Lord, and challenging us to rise up out of our slumber and to answer your call, so that we no longer sit around lying in wait for a baby that came 2,000 years ago, but that we join in with what you're doing in order that we may be a part of your arrival here and now, and certainly in the years to come. Lord, you have called us to usher in your kingdom, to help build your kingdom, so that when you do arrive on that day, we are ready. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I'd like to thank you for tuning into today's message. Again, it was a break from the Advent series that I've been delivering to you the last couple weeks. We'll get back into that next week, but this was a special message for you while our church here celebrates the Moravian Love Feast today. So I hope that you certainly got something out of this message. I hope it spoke to you and challenged you. I'd like to invite you to go to lifegivingwaterdevo.org, lifegivingwaterdevo.org, D-E-V as in victory, O as in orange, .org, lifegivingwaterdevo.org. And there you can sign up for our for my weekly devotions, which come out twice a week, actually. And you can also go to lifegivingwatermessage.org, lifegivingwatermsg.org. And that is where you can listen to and download all of my podcasts. And I would like also to invite you to check out the Party On John cast, which is found at partyonjohn.org. And you can check out the rockin' discussions that happen between myself and Sal, who is a really good friend of mine and a colleague. And so we have a great time. We party it up pretty good over there. So check out that podcast as well. In the meantime, friends, remember, you are blessed. So be a blessing to others. Go in peace.